Blog Talk Radio.
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva!
It is Viva La Vegas, and we're live here on a Tuesday. Welcome in, May 8th, 2018. I'm your host, the big man on campus here, filling in for Blackjack Fletcher. Blackjack Fletcher on location in Las Vegas, doing his thing, doing some things out there. He's not able to call in, so I got you covered over the next hour and a half or so here. We'll talk with you, take your calls, have some sports talk, and enjoy the fun along the way. I do have a special guest, and listen, I want to tell a little story here. So when I first started in this business, now I've been betting for a long time, but when I first really started getting into this business about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, my father said to me, hey, you know, you like to do shows, you like to talk, why don't you do a podcast? And I thought to myself, well, I don't really know how to, and I'm not really good at it. And I did like the morning announcements in high school, but I was never like a big podcast guy, but, and that's when no one did podcasts. So I got this thing called Spreaker. I started doing a show, and I had a good friend from high school named Ryan that, you know, at the time, we would, you know, we'd see each other once in a while. He worked, I worked. I was when I had a regular job, and he would come over on Saturdays, and we would record this show weekly. It was a weekly thing. It was just about sports. It was, you know, just kind of lame, and no one really listened to it. But now I'm here, and many years later, I have my own shows and paid to do content now. But Ryan joins me. Ryan, you've been a friend of mine since high school. You've called into our show before. And I thought, who better to have, you know, join me today and have some fun with us here on the show. How you doing, man?
What's up? I'm doing awesome, dude. Hey, every great story has a beginning. And, you have to start somewhere. I mean, so for you and myself, when I was helping you with it, I mean, that's how it started. I mean, we just did a little show that, I mean, I don't even think at the time 20 to 50 people listened to it.
And then
here you are now doing some big things. So,
no, I think you're totally right. I mean, it's, you know, I remember when we first started that, it was like, we'd record and like an hour into the show, we found out it wasn't even live or something. It was like, we had to redo it all over again. It was just a complete mess. But again, I mean, you've been my friend for a long time, and we've done shows before, so it's obviously pretty easy for us. But, you know, obviously on this show, Ryan, you've listened to it before. You know, we'll talk about all sorts of things. And again, we'll relive some of the moments you and I've had over the years as far as doing the show. And obviously Ryan is, you know, he's doing his own thing. He's got his own job now and all this stuff. But you know, he was always there to help me when I first was going on. And a lot of people know Ryan. A lot of people follow him on Twitter. You know, a lot of the same listeners that I've had for many years still listen to the show. So, you know, if you're out there, you want to catch up, say hello to Ryan, give a call. I know people are out there, but obviously the number, give us a call anytime. We already have some people on the line here, 917-889-3290. Again, 917-889-3290. We are sponsored by the great folks. We're presented by the Action Network. Obviously the Action Network doing some big things right now. Blackjack Fletcher doing some things over there, doing some on location stuff for them. They are doing some good things right now in the sports information business. Make sure you check Action Network out when you get a chance. Also, the phone line, sponsored by the great folks at Southtown 101, a place Blackjack and I frequented when we were in San Antonio. They hosted us. We had a great time, great food. Ryan, what a great place. Great beer, breakfast, burgers. Sounds like a great place, doesn't it? A fountain. Just a beautiful burger with a beer. Good, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You and I both enjoy our good food. That's no secret. Just look at our avatar pictures. You'll know why.
You'll notice. And, you know, they took care of us down there. If you're ever in the mood for a little getaway, you want to go to a city, you might not want to go to a beach, you kind of want to see some history, or just go to a cool little town. San Antonio is a nice place to go, catch a Spurs game, maybe go see the Alamo, go to the Riverwalk. Good place for a date. You want to take a girl somewhere, your first trip, or maybe you live in Texas and you're looking for a, you go to San Antonio a lot, go check out the people at Southtown 101. 101 Parada Street in San Antonio. Ask for Jeff and let them know Jeff and Blackjack sent you. They'll take care of you for sure. A lot of people down there, good people. You know, Amanda, the waitresses, all the waiters, and the cook staff, everybody down there, very good people. Ryan, look, a lot going on tonight, man. Baseball's in full strength. How about a no-hitter? We have a no-hitter tonight. And it's amazing how no-hitters have been frequently happening in the game. I mean, James Paxton is the latest no-hitter tonight. Goes 99 pitches. This Toronto Blue Jay team sucks, so it's not surprising to me at all that they laid down and took it in the behind. They didn't do much of anything in this game. They don't have much in the way of hitters to begin with. I mean, you look at this team from top to bottom. I mean, you know, Bautista's long gone. Tulowitzki had pretty good numbers against Paxton tonight, and I kind of thought maybe he'd get something going here. But you know, this is a bad team, the Blue Jays. I know they haven't really played like it, but they don't have a very good lineup. And you look at tonight, they had no success, Ryan, against Paxton. A nice no-hitter for the big maple, as they call him.
Yep.
James Paxton from British Columbia. No-hitters are becoming more and more frequent, Ryan.
Yeah, they are. And it's funny you say that about him being from Canada. Only the second Canadian-born player to pitch a no-hitter. You'd have to go all the way back to 1945. When Dick Fowler of the Philadelphia Athletics, remember they were the Athletics, not the Phillies in that time, as the only other Canadian player to throw a no-hitter. So pretty cool stuff there by the big Maple, like you said. As far as no-hitters go, yeah, and I'll be honest, I don't like the fact that they've become very they're like the norm anymore. I mean, it's not like you don't get surprised when they happen. And I remember when I mean, you only have to go back 10, 15 years when we were, you know, in high school, middle school, and even our younger days when, I mean, no-hitters were a big deal. And, I mean, you know, when that would happen, I mean, what did it happen? Maybe once, maybe twice throughout the season back then? Now there's
– Well, the problem is, Ryan, now, in baseball as a whole, I mean – You're looking at historic strikeout numbers right now. I mean, you look at this year currently, I mean, there's been more strikeouts than hits. You got to ask yourself, is that going to change? I mean, you look at this year, Ryan, okay? And this is just in April. According to Elias, who does Sports Bureau stat information, 6,656 strikeouts. Now, in April, there were only 6,360 hits. Batters struck out last year 21.6% of their plate appearances. That was an all-time record. This season, it's already up to 22.6 in 1 month. You also look at the fact that, the league-wide, baseball average as far as, per player, 245. Very low, lowest since 1972. But then, Ryan, you look, though, at the first year Major League Baseball instituted its league-wide drug policy, that was 2006. 269. So players are hitting almost 25 points lower than they were during that time. So we can knock people on strikeouts all we want, but the game was a lot funner back then. A lot going on tonight. We're going to get to all of it, Ryan. Keep in mind, we'll talk more baseball. We've got a lot to talk about.
Right.
We'll get to baseball. We got games going on, progress right now. Good game up in the Bronx right now between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Yankees are maintaining a lead 3-2, top nine. Chapman in to close it out. We'll get to some other games here as well. We also will talk a little NFL fantasy. Ryan's strength is NFL. We'll chat a little bit about impact players that from the draft that we think maybe can make a difference. We're about 2 weeks out since the draft. We'll talk NBA as well. Can the Sixers stave off elimination? Question is, what are the Utah Jazz doing? They have lost. The game is over, and the game went over the number. Houston is through to the next round. Question is, will the Pelicans put up a fight tonight? I got to tell you, I grabbed Ryan last night. I went back to the well one more time. It took over 226. I've been burned the last two games on these overs. I went over 226. According to many people, this is a sharp play tonight. It's up to 229.5. It hit 230 at one point. I need points in this game. We'll see what happens. We'll keep abreast. But I want to get your opinion a little bit later on the Philadelphia 76ers. They're obviously down 3-1, but people in this city are majorly excited and think that they're going to come back. I'll tell you what, let's get into that. We'll start with that, Ryan. Tomorrow, obviously, big game for the Sixers. They're a favorite. which it's a sixer line if you kind of look into those things. If they win tomorrow, that's going to be very, very interesting because Boston has not been a good road team, Ryan.
Yeah. You one game at a time. I mean, that's obviously the way they have to address it. And when I was on the show the other night, I talked about how at that point, I mean, realistically, that series should have been 2-1 in favor of the Sixers. I mean, had it not for the collapse and the late turnovers in game three. So I'm okay with where the Sixers are at. Yeah, Sucks are down 3-1. Can they come back? Absolutely. I mean, I don't think Boston is any sort of juggernaut. I don't think anyone else would agree with that or disagree with that, I should say. So, you know, get one tomorrow night on the road, and then you come back home and try to force game seven and game six. So I like the way things stand. And like I said, Sixers line tomorrow night. They've been favored in every playoff game this year.
Right. It hasn't necessarily worked out for them either. And there's been some weird numbers in these playoffs. But if you look into the is this a Sixer line or not, that is a Sixer line. The whole world likes the Celtics. They know they're very good at home. You generally, if a team's going to hang around, they might win a game, and that's going to be it. This is a big game for the Boston Celtics. And, look, I've been on record as saying I don't think the Sixers are going to win this series. If they do, obviously I'd be very happy. I've been very turned off by this team. But obviously, you know, I'm a Sixer fan since I've been born, and I'd like to see them do well. But there's a lot of things they need to fix. You got to keep McConnell in the game. He was very good last night. I need to see Ben play with a little bit more toughness. He, again, had a lot of turnovers last night, and Embiid is mixing it up. And Embiid just needs to get down in the paint and play his goddamn game. Limit offensive rebounds. That was a bit of a problem. And, look, I need you know, keep playing defense. Obviously, keep trying to, you know, let them have the open shots. Let Aaron Bane shoot threes. Let him do it. Who cares? He's not going to make them. This is not this is a team, Ryan, that, look, really could be up 3-1. If they had any sort of ability to not turn the ball over, there were some coaching moves made that you know, they didn't make. If they could have just did some of those things. I mean, let's be real. I mean, other than game one, has Boston played that well? Not really. They were down big in game two. Sixers kind of pissed that away. Game three, Sixers should have won. And in game four, they didn't play well either. So, you know, when we say that, you know, the Sixers should be up 3-1, they really should be, really. I mean,
I think the big thing with this series, in the games that – okay, the Sixers only win one game, but in game two, when – they blew a big lead. The common denominator with those games are this team needs to have those role players play well. You see, they win yesterday. Sarge has a nice game. McConnell has a nice game. I mean, it's been one, maybe two big games from, like, maybe a Simmons or an Embiid, and everyone else is just irrelevant. So they need those role players to continue to step it up and play well tomorrow.
Well, Sarge was very good last night. McConnell was very good last night. They need to obviously play well. Look, I'm not asking Covington to give me 15 points. Give me 9 points. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Give me 9 points. Give me 4 or 5 rebounds. Do something of a semblance defensively. Something. That's all I'm asking. Let's get to some calls. We got a few people waiting here. If you want to join us, I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. 917-889-3290. I'm on with my boy Ryan, who, as I said, we've been friends since what, Ryan? You know, late junior, you know, freshman year? I mean, I've always knew
you,
probably but
freshman.
We went to different middle schools. But either way, Ryan's been a good friend of mine for many years. We've lived together at one point. You know, he's like a brother to me. You've been like a brother to me, as Robert De Niro said in Meet the Parents. Let's get to some calls here. Also, by the way, Dylan Bundy quickly did something tonight that I've never seen and we've never seen. Dylan Bundy, Ryan, gave up 4 home runs before recording an out. Quite amazing. The Royals absolutely pound the Orioles. This Oriole team.
They're so
bad. I wouldn't be surprised. This is the kind of game, Ryan, frankly, that I think gets you fired. I could see Buck Showalter being shown the door pretty quickly. He's a bad coach at this point. He's a lame duck. Might be time to move on. Let's get to some calls here. Be patient. We'll get to you here. Caller, what's up?
Big man and Ryan, how's it going? It's a day two Foles believer. Gotta tell you,
day two
I was
Foles, day two Foles believer. Listen, it's time that you just bend over and take it, bro. You've been dead wrong completely on Robert Covington, and it's time that you take what's coming to you.
Hey, listen, that's why I'm on the phone here, because he has been absent. When you have T.J. McConnell on 29 possessions last night matched up against Rozier, he allowed 1 point.
Exactly. Good call.
That's an embarrassment.
How about that? By the way, shout out to that high-level defender, Covington, who, listen, day two, I think it's important to mention, and you're a Covington guy, and Ryan is – Ryan, you're not a Covington guy, right? You aren't, right?
I was before he got that contract.
Yeah, I think we all generally liked Covington, but yeah, I think we all kind of wondered where the hell this guy came from. But listen, day two, I think it's important to mention. And Ryan, I want to make this clear. This guy, day two, he's a big Eagle fan. He's a Philly guy. But
nice.
We have to mention, explain to me, day two, how Robert Covington ever got the he's a defensive stalwart kind of player. Because I don't know if you know this, but in the top 50 defenders in the league, do you happen to know where Robert Covington is?
I don't know the exact number. Got roasted.
You wouldn't have to know because he's not on it.
So Covington take on Twitter, and Twitter went off on me. I had people in my mentions talking about everything that I've pretty much said, and I went back and I did my research, right? Looked at some of the numbers, and it was impressive. I don't think it warranted the contract. He kind of got that because he started off the season bombing threes, right? I mean, we thought he was going to be more of a lockdown shooter, but he is absent. He needs to see less time. TJ needs to see more time. And why the hell isn't our number one draft pick on the court? He can switch. I just don't get it. I don't get what Brett Brown's doing. I'm not a fire Brett Brown guy, but I don't know what he's doing.
I'm going to tell you why he's not on the court, because he's not mentally there right now. It's a confidence thing with him, and that's from reliable people that are in the locker room every day. There's nothing physically wrong with Markelle Fultz. He's not ready to play, and that's pretty disgusting and pathetic, but that's the truth of the matter. And Ryan, you and I have talked about their failed draft picks in the past, and let's be real, they've completely bottled a lot of picks. I mean, from, Embiid is a good pick, obviously. Ben Simmons. They fell in your lap, though. Let's go back years to Sam D'Alembert, terrible pick. Evan Turner, terrible pick. Jahlil Okafor, terrible pick. I mean, continuously. I mean, Andre Iguodala, I mean, that was a good pick, but it was, I don't look at Andre Iguodala.
Nerlens Noel.
Right, another good one. Yeah, Sean Bradley. There's been a lot of bad picks by this team. I mean, this team took Rodney Carney, for Christ's sake, 16th at one point. I mean, get the hell out of here, Keith Van Horn. I mean, just dreadful picks. It's just, it's disgusting. Crazy that we have to see this guy sit on the bench. And you look at Tatum on the other side, Tatum's going to be a star in this league.
I really hope that he does not pan out, but that's just because I'm a Sixer fan, right? Hey, just real quick, because I know you got other callers here, but I'm kind of upset tonight because Chris Paul has made it in the finals. I'm really upset. I enjoyed those jokes. I enjoyed bashing that man. I'm upset that he's in the finals. I don't think they're going to stand a chance against this Golden State team. I mean, this game, first 4 minutes, there were 6 total points. Jeff, you're looking pretty good on that over. It's getting up there, but the one thing I wanted to touch on was that Paxton. So, Ryan, you made a comment that he was the second Canadian pitcher ever to pitch a no-hitter, but he was the first Canadian pitcher to pitch a no-hitter in Canada. So just wanted to throw that little juicy tidbit out.
Nice. See, that's there's only one team, so it's not like there's many chances to do it, really. But that's a great point by you. Yeah, he's from British Columbia. Nice little story there. So you have literally, Ryan and Dave, you have literally the greatest – you have a no-hitter, which is the really big peak for a pitcher. And you have a guy tonight that made history on other levels by giving up 4 home runs and not recording an out.
oh, man. Oh, shit. Well, hey, listen, you guys have a good night. Thanks for taking my call. Always love the stuff, and I'll keep listening.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Appreciate it, buddy. Take it easy.
Thanks, buddy.
Also, Ryan, I think it's important to mention, actually, you know what, I'll save this because I have a feeling we're going to get back to it. But yeah, you know, he makes you know, points that everyone wants to make. I mean, everyone in this city and in the world knows that Robert Covington's struggling right now. I don't want to see him continue to get minutes. I like Ilya Sova's defensively personally over him right now. He's just been really hard to watch a lot at the
drive. Other than the game too, where he went off for 22, I mean, he's put up 1, 1, and 3 points in the other three games in the series, which, I mean, you look at that and you just, I mean, you can't feel bad for the guy. I mean, yeah, it sucks that everyone's riding him, but when you get a contract like that, you need to step up to the plate. You need to continue to play well. And especially in the playoffs, I mean, Christ, you got to give something a little bit more than that. So if you're not going to do it offensively, at least do it on the defensive end where you're supposed to, quote unquote, be a defensive guy. And you're just not seeing it. Having a lot of trouble with the kind of the speed of Boston in this series. You're seeing a lot of blow-bys around Covington. So, you know, maybe it's just a matchup kind of thing in this series. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's been ugly from him. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Caller, you're live. That guy tries every night, and he waits on hold. That guy calls every night. He waits on hold. Never succeeds. No one knows why or what he does for that for. But again, to that caller, very poor. It's time to come up with a new shtick, bruv. We'll keep it going here. If you want to call in, join us, 917-889-3290. You want to talk about football? Call us. Basketball? Call us. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll fulfill your desires tonight. We do have some Premier League football tomorrow. It's coming down to the wire. 1 week left after tomorrow's matches. You have teams jockeying for possibilities to stay up. You saw today Southampton was able to stay up by beating Swansea City. Swansea, the boys are headed down to the championship. Huddersfield with a big game tomorrow. They're looking to stay up. They face Chelsea. Chelsea, obviously, a tough matchup for anyone. Huddersfield not looking good. They get Man City on Sunday, who are one of the best teams the Premier League has seen in many years. So it's hard to believe Huddersfield's going to stay up. So we'll see what that is hitting for. If you have a comment on that, feel free to give us a call as well. Let's get to the line here. Caller, you're live.
What's up, big man? Johnny Cash.
What's up, Johnny?
How you doing, buddy? Nothing much. I saw your tweet a couple times, and you were actually talking about heading to play PLO. How did that go for you?
Oh, PLO was good. I did well. Pretty wild game, but it's you know, the blinds are you know, decent. It's a good game, a lot of action. It's a game that moves hands a lot as far as money, but I was able to do well with it, and I came out with a profit. So, yeah, I mean, some of the players are really bad. So and some of them don't even know how to play, it seems like. So, that you can kind of use that up.
Yeah, that's my favorite game in poker. And you mentioned me yesterday, so definitely when you come to the MGM to watch the Cavs play, hopefully we can sit down at the table and play a little PLO. The thing at the MGM, they have 5 cards instead of 4 cards.
Interesting. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to play that. I prefer 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little adjustment because, you know, you get a lot more odds. The pots are pretty bigger because everybody's trying to go for the big hand. But I like it. I mean, my thing is when you pay PLO, try not to sit on the table too long because it takes one hand just to lose everything. that's the game of PLO.
It also takes one hand to win a lot too, you know. So I mean, I more or less play at home games and stuff. But yeah, no, I hear you. Hey, by the way, the surprise of no one, the Marlins are up 3-0 and they've lost. to the Cubs, surprisingly to no one there. Also, we have a couple other games in progress now. The White Sox have also blown a big lead. They were up 4-0. They're now down 9-5, and the Pirates continue to press here. I did take that. I'm also on the Detroit Tigers, and I want to thank one of the listeners. Hopefully this one comes in. Plus 150, Detroit Tigers tonight against the Texas Rangers. I also have the Padres as well. That one's in progress. D-backs up 3-1 on the Dodgers, Rich Hill against Zach Godley. Johnny Cash, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk to you about the NFC East and the win totals of each team.
Before you get into your points here, why don't you say hello to Ryan, our co-host tonight?
Ryan, what's going on? How you doing?
Johnny Cash, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I didn't hear you guys talk, so that's awesome.
No, hey, Johnny, I want to go down to this. This guy here, he's a good friend of mine. We're actually good friends in real life. He was when I first started podcasts, he helped me do my first show like many years ago. So I felt Blackjack was out. Blackjack said, you know, if you want to have someone on, go ahead. And I thought, why not have Ryan? So, yeah, what's on your mind with NFC's win totals?
I just wanted to see what your thoughts were in each of the teams. Like Billy, of course, is 10.5 over. Redskins over 7. I think Dallas is 8.5, and the Giants is like 6.5. No, isn't it 5.5 or 6.5?
I think the Giants are, and Ron, I think you'll agree here, I think the Giants are going to be a much better football team this year. I mean, they had real issues last year, really at every position. I mean, you had literally, you know, ShopRite cashiers as your receivers. You had little help other than Evan Engram at the tight end position. You had very little run game. And, you know, your offensive line had issues. You look at this offensive line now, Nate Solder to left to guard the blind side. Will Hernandez, who's probably the best guard in the draft, you know, and you have a full complement of receivers now. You went out and you got, you know, a Cody Latimer type to kind of be your WR3. You have Beckham as your big-time receiver. Sterling Shepard's back healthy. You have some guys that can maybe try to make the team and show you something in training camp. And then they improved defensively. They went out and got a pass rusher in B.J. Hill. Dressed a linebacker position. Ryan, you would agree they're going to be a much better football team. I mean, they won 3 games last year. You need them to double that to hit the win total. I think it's at 5.5.
Yeah. Improved, yes. Here's my thing, though, Jeff. You look at their schedule, it's brutal. I mean, absolutely brutal. I mean, listen to the start of their schedule. I'm just going to go through the first half of their schedule, Jeff, and you tell me where you got 2 wins in here. Jaguars, Cowboys, Texans, Saints, Panthers, Eagles, Falcons, Redskins, Niners. See 2 wins in there? 3, mate? Do you see 3 wins in there?
I think hypothetically, I think they could beat the 49ers. I think they could beat, you said the Panthers. I think the Panthers are improved. I mean, they're a good football team. They go out, Cam Newton goes. Listen, they've had some good moves. They've also had some questionable moves. Like Torrey Smith, what do you got there, really? You're right, though. It is a tough schedule. And, you know, you really just need to double what you did last year. I think they're better than people think. I think they're 7 or 8 win team, I think. They're not going to make the playoffs, John, but I think maybe that's worth it. As far as win totals, I will say this, though. I prefer waiting on these win totals just because obviously it is very early. It's only May, and what will happen is certain books will actually allow you to kind of play with the odds. They'll give you different options. Give you different options, Ryan. Remember last year we were doing that, Ryan, where if we were really high on a team, like let's say we were really high on the Eagles, what we would do, Johnny, is they give you an option to really like adjust it. So we'd put it up to like, let's say 11.5 wins instead of 10.5 and get +180 back. For me, if I'm going to play a future like this, a win total, which I don't generally do, but if I'm going to, I want to make sure I'm getting the most out of it possible because my money's going to sit there for 7-8 months, you know, and I just don't see the plus money value to doing it. If I'm going to do it, I want to make sure I'm getting a nice price back, you know, a 2-to-1. I remember last year I did the, if you followed me, I did the, will a team go winless? And I hit that at, you know, I think around 12-1. So, you know, those are the kind
wow.
of win total I'm looking at. And that was one that I was really excited about. I had all year, and it was a future that, you know, I thought would be the Jets fulfilling it, but, you know, it was getting the Browns, and it was a fun future to hit. So that's
yeah.
the ones that I'm, you know, taking shots with things like that as opposed to win totals, because you're literally laying, let's say you like Arizona to go over 5.5, you're literally laying 140 at one unit back over the course of 7 or 8 months. It's just not really worth it. I need to at least get something back.
I'm also surprised that the AFC West, that the Chargers are leading the division in wins for the win total. That does stuck out to me. But there's one in college football that I really do like that I'm not going to wait on. Is I think Nebraska over 5.5 with Scott Frost coming on to that program. I think he's going to change it. I think they're going to get at least 6 to 8 wins.
Yeah, you know, I like Scott Frost. He's a great offensive innovator. But listen, you're going into a program right now that, you know, has a little bit of restart here. I mean, this team's been through many coaches. I mean, Ryan, you're a big guy. This is a team that dealt with the likes of Tommy Armstrong for a while. They have a redshirt freshman at quarterback this year. It's going to take some time there. And listen, I mean, this is the Big Ten that obviously is very good. I have to look at their schedule. I need to see who they're at. Let me look at their schedule quickly here.
I'll tell you right now, Jeff. I'll tell you right now. I got their schedule up right now. Tough road games, really tough road games. Third game of the season at Michigan, another road game at Wisconsin, another road game at Ohio State. They close at Iowa, which is a tough place to play. Now, granted, their home games are extremely, extremely winnable. Colorado, Troy, Purdue, Minnesota, Illinois, and then their last home game is Sparty. So their home games are extremely winnable. It's going to be right there on that cusp, I feel like, with Nebraska with that number. It's going to be right around that number, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't sleep on, you know, a team like, you know, Troy or someone like that, but Purdue's improved. Obviously, Northwestern's improved. We know that. They'll have Clayton Thorson back. Michigan State's always pretty good. I'm not sure about that one, Johnny. We'll get it. We'll get and look into it more towards the season. Good stuff.
Definitely. Thank you, big man. And I just wanted to say one thing too. I really, really respect you. And that day when Gabe was really, really down, you were there for him. And I saw that. You know, you woke up and you were just worried about him, and you're just a really good guy, and I appreciate that. You know, that not only that, you know, you're on the phone,
yeah,
you're helping people out too.
We all go through things, and you know, I don't like seeing people in that state. You know, I'm, you know, you got to be there for your friends. That's what a friend is. You know, not someone that, you know, you hang out with. You got to be. That's what a true friend is. Someone that will be there for you when you need them. You know, in a state of that kind of thing. So, yeah, listen, he needed a friend at that point, and sometimes you just need someone to talk to. So, yeah, I would be there for you. Like I said on the show, I would be there for anyone that needed me. I don't care if you're a bitter enemy. If you came to me and said, I genuinely need you right now, I'll help you out. That's just kind of how I am. But I appreciate that, man. You're very kind.
Thank you. And one thing, too, is I was watching this show. Have you watched The Karate Kid? You like that show, The Karate Kid, the movie?
Many years ago.
Good movie.
Yeah, they have this new thing out now called Cobra Kai, and it's kind of like a continuation of The Karate Kid. It's on YouTube, so I want you to check it out. It's a series, but it is awesome, and it goes right. It goes being Johnny being the good guy now, and that Rob Macchio is the protagonist in the show, and it's pretty funny. It was like, cause there's a lot of humor to it because of the Karate Kid past and stuff, but Johnny is the guy that's kind of like broke, and Ralph Macchio is like this car dealership, and then his daughter's friends are like jerks and like beating up on little kids. So Johnny takes these kids to train, and it's like Karate Kid again. So you get a good kick of it because you'll see a lot of things from the past, and then you actually start to like Johnny too. So that's pretty
cool. Sweep the leg.
So you have a chance.
Sweep
watch
the
it.
Leg.
Yeah, exactly. They bring that up and all that. So you'll totally dig that that series if you have a chance to watch it.
I'll actually tell you, and this might be surprising to you, but when I was a kid, I actually still watch it anytime it's on. I was a big Jet Li fan when I was a kid. I always enjoyed his stuff. He had a movie called Romeo Must Die with Aaliyah. It was very good. One of my favorite movies. Whenever it's on, I check it out. Cradle of the Grave he was in. He's really, really impressive. I'm always very interested in Asian culture. I think it's fascinating, really. Every time I'm, you know, it's funny, and I don't mean to, kind of be lame when it comes to this, but Ryan, you know, I go get sushi every week, and I talk a lot of the times to that works there, and we talk about karate and stuff like that. I mean, he tells me like interesting things about China and different places. It's a fascinating culture. I definitely I'm always interested to hear more. But John, good stuff, man. Always appreciate it.
Definitely, I'll DM you that teaser so you can check it out. Okay, bud.
Okay. Take it easy. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Johnny Cash, Ryan, a longtime caller of the show. He felt the need to tell us about the Karate Kid. Very insightful information. We have some calls. We'll continue with those. I do want to mention that the Yankees have beaten the Red Sox, and the Gleyber hour continues. Gleyber Torres continues to be very successful for the Yankees. That's now 15 of 16. Since Gleyber came up from the minor leagues. Tigers have added one on in the ninth. They're now in the bottom of the ninth, holding a 7-4 lead. But as we know, Ryan, with the Tigers, it's never over till it's over with that bullpen. They do have a runner on Texas with no out. So we'll see. Pirates also still up 9-5. Rockies up 4-2 out at Coors. They're in the eighth there, low-scoring game. Oakland and the Astros. Oakland can't seem to figure, or Houston can't seem to figure out, Ryan, Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea, the Mark Sanchez lookalike, has been very good this year. And he had that no-hitter. Diamondbacks up 3-1 after some home runs and some big hits. AJ Pollock with a big home run, and Chris Owings with a home run. We're still scoreless, which is good. Out in San Diego, it's 0-0 with one hit in that game. I need some runs out of the Padres. They're being no hit right now by Jeremy Hellickson, for God's sakes. They need to buck up there. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We're open for business, 917-889-3290. What do you want to talk about? Can the Sixers stave off elimination tomorrow? What are you looking at on the baseball card tomorrow? Any soccer interest? We'll go over it all.
Hello?
You're up.
Oh, let me tell you, there's
hey,
nothing greater pain than being a Mets fan.
I'm happy you called, and I had to ask you. I mean, you look at this outing tonight, and listen, I mean, I want to give your boy Jason Vargas a little credit. I mean, he wasn't horrible tonight, but I guess he was. Four innings, four runs. But what happened with Hansel Robles? Where the hell was he off tonight? I mean, five hits against the Reds. You got to be kidding me, Frank.
Because Hansel Robles is the absolute worst.
He is.
I want to call the Cincinnati Reds, ask him if we could throw in Hansel Robles into the Matt Harvey deal.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this team. I mean, Robles has an ERA over 5. Jerry Blevins with an ERA over 5.6. I mean, Paul Sewald's not pitched well. I mean, what the hell is up with this team?
Well, Sewald has only struggled recently. He had a couple of good outings before that.
Okay.
It's a bad team. It's a bad team. You know, they're cheap, and they can't develop players because their minor league system is inept. Their scouting staff is inept. None of the players they hype up as being good prospects ever account for anything. Dom Smith is terrible. Drafted ahead of Aaron Judge. Thank you for that one. They sell us on this Ahmed Rosario, who's absolute just a waste of space. I mean, he makes me make Ruben Tejada, and then they say, "Oh, he's young. Give him time." Gleyber Torres comes up and is tearing the damn cover off the ball.
Yeah, that's what's got to be really just tough to watch. But let me ask you. I mean, I mean, you have to be somewhat happy that you got rid of Matt Harvin. You got something back, but it's not like Devin Mesoraco is pretty shit.
It's the Mets continuing to shop at Dollar Tree.
Yes.
Other players go to go to Macy's. They go to Lord and Taylor to try to find stars. The Mets go to looking for players at Dollar Tree.
Yeah, no, you're totally right, and you know I think you know Frank, I don't know if you're a betting man. I know you dabble once in a while. You called this last night. You said the Mets were going to lose. You said they're going to lose tomorrow with on the mound. Are you still standing by that?
I don't have any confidence in Wheeler tomorrow. Wheeler always pitches his worst when the Mets need him the most.
Yeah, no, I do agree. I mean, it's up to you right now, and I got to tell you, I was on the over in this game, over 9, and this fucking Mets team, man. I mean, they just couldn't do. I mean, they had in the 8th inning, they had a guy on first, nobody out, and they can't do shit. They were pretty irritating.
Todd Frazier's now on the table list. So today's lineup, you had at the bottom of the lineup, you had Thomas Nito, who is incapable of getting a hit if you put it on a hitting tape. The pitcher spot. You had Jose Reyes, who does not belong anywhere near a Major League Baseball field anymore. You know, when Reyes came up, they said he was 19. When he made his debut, he was 19. But you know, how many of these players from the Dominican Republic lie about their age?
A lot.
So, he's allegedly 36 years old. He's not 36. He's 39.
Yeah, he's been in the league like 20 years.
Up. Well, he made his debut at 19, supposedly.
Yeah, they have a lot of problems, Frank.
Jose Reyes, on a whole, is a great player in the Mets history. They should honor him one day, maybe put him in the Mets Hall of Fame. He's one of the Mets' all-time greats, but he is terrible now. He is awful now. He is atrocious now. He is horrendous now.
What's up with David Wright nowadays? Why not bring him back? Where's he up? What's he up to?
Can't.
Nah, I know. I'm only kidding.
But, I mean.
No, but Frank, seriously, where is David Wright, though? I mean, seriously, I'm asking, I'm being honest. Like, where is he? Because he's still, according to the website, he's still on their team. Where is he?
He is on the team. He's still technically on the team. He's still dealing with spinal stenosis.
How long is he going to be on that? Like, is he ever going to come back? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
No.
He's just
– No.
Okay.
No.
Interesting. Yeah, so there's a waste.
He wants to come back. And the Mets are going to give him every opportunity to come back. But every time he gets, like, close, they shut him down again. They say that he can't do baseball activity for 2 months.
I see.
This is a debilitating condition. This is something that just unfortunately happened, and there's nothing the Mets can do. He's got that big contract that the Mets are going to have to cash in on the insurance policy on, and eventually one day they're just going to declare that he's going to retire, saying that he's physically unable to perform, and he'll go into some like managerial coaching position for the Mets.
Sure.
I mean, it's just something that happened. It's one of the sad stories in baseball history.
I got to ask you before we let you go. I have two questions for you. And quickly, Frank, say hello to Ryan, our co-host today, filling in for Blackjack Fletcher. He's a big fan of yours. He enjoys your tweets. So say hello to him.
Thanks, Ryan.
No problem. Hey, Frank, how are those Packers tonight?
Yeah, anyway,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, they look pretty good. That's good work, Taco Tuesday. That's strong work. I got to ask you though. You made a comment earlier that Bobo the Chimp could manage the Yankees. What do you mean by that?
That means they don't need a manager. That team is so.
So you're saying you're
talent.
Not a fan of Aaron. You're not a fan of Aaron Boone, basically. What you're saying.
I think I don't like the fact that they hired a manager out of a broadcast booth. When there are hundreds of coaches, hundreds of people in the minor leagues paying their dues, and they hire this guy out of the broadcast.
Good point. Good point.
No, you're right. He's definitely stealing jobs.
That's what bothered me.
But you know, though, I mean, Frank, I mean, keep in mind, and I'm being sarcastic here. I mean, his dad was a great manager back in the day, so he
wasn't.
No, I know. That's the common theme, though. His father was a manager, so you know, even though he was a bad one, well, maybe Brett, you know, maybe Aaron will be better. You know, that's the common theme.
Maybe, but what this team? It's the team. It's like crediting Phil Jackson for the 6 championships the Chicago Bulls won.
No, and look, Frank, I've made the comment before. I've been very stringent in making the point here. I think in professional sports, managers and coaches are pretty overrated. I don't think if the Celtics didn't have Brad Stevens, I think they'd still be up 3-1 on the Sixers because –
Frank, the Sixers
have pissed the series away. They've had many opportunities to win games, and they pissed the games away. I like Brad Stevens.
That's sometimes coaching.
Right.
But what I'm talking about is all the injuries the Celtics have endured that somehow he's kept
Frank,
them together.
And keep in mind, the Eastern Conference is really bad. They barely talk. They might even piss this series. But I hear what you're saying on that. I thought that was a funny comment by you. But listen, Frank, glad you enjoyed your tacos. What's on the menu for tomorrow? Any ideas?
I don't know. Maybe dirty water hot dogs. I'll see how I feel.
Oh, sounds appetizing.
What do you think of that, Ryan?
I'm in a terrible case.
I'm having a terrible time at work lately with this damn trial that won't end.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I know you've been working a lot. That's bullshit. They need
and
to give you some breaks.
I wanted to get to the office this week, see if I could have got a day off, but hopefully that may not be in the cards. I mean, I really like to visit the boss's office again.
Well, listen, I'm hoping that you get a day off and we could see you in at the office because, you know, I got to tell you, I meant to tell you this, Frank. We always – dude, can you tell us that joke again about the Dolphins offensive line coach?
Well, the Dolphins have fired their coach today, but he'll still be coaching lines when he goes home.
Oh, that's great. Great joke. That was really, really great stuff when you gave that out. But Frank, listen, man, good luck. I'll be fading the Mets. Frank.
Yeah, they're gonna get killed tomorrow.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
See you later.
Yeah. Frank Fleming, everybody. Ryan, you have to admit that was one of the best jokes ever told. You would agree, right?
I mean, when I heard it, I laughed. Just because I thought the whole thing was kind of amusing anyway. I thought the video was kind of amusing anyway, and then Frank tells that. So yeah, I thought it was funny.
Also, a little update here. Shout out to the Detroit Tigers, baby. Cashin +150, baby, and the Padres losing. That sucks. But what are you gonna do? Can't win them all. Let's keep it going with calls. Caller, you're live. Ryan, that guy literally, I'm not kidding, waited on hold for 24 minutes to do that.
Wow.
24 minutes.
Man. I mean, I for the life of me, I don't understand people. I mean, you wait on hold for 24 minutes to do that, which lasted, what, maybe half a second until you cut him off?
And the
thing is, I'm not even kidding,
per show, he does it about 3 or 4 different times, and he waits 20 minutes on each, and he does it every night we're on. I'm not kidding. He's probably
laughing right now. Like, I got him. Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
it's like a loser.
Yeah, if he would actually come to the table with something, like, funny, I would play it. But, like, it's just not funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
– Right.
Let's keep it going here. Caller, Emza, what's up?
Oh, hey boys, what's going on tonight?
Good, listening to the
program on my phone and watching the NBA and looking
cool.
to and by the way, there's a reverb that's coming back, Jeff. That is, I'm hearing the conversation after I'm talking. I'm listening to myself talk and it's happening. It's really just discombobulating.
Okay.
Is that on your end or my end?
No, it's not on our end. It might just be your phone. I don't know. I haven't had anyone else mention it to me, so not sure. That's weird.
Oh, it's just like like you know what I'm talking about when you're hearing yourself like 2 seconds later.
Yes.
It's odd. Anyway, quickly, let's get to this. Ryan, how are you as a guest host doing your best job? Any comments, Ryan? Any comments so far?
Any comment on what?
Well, anything. Any of the exciting material has been brought forth.
I'm sorry. I'm having a real hard time hearing him just because he's talking
saying,
about like, the –
He said, how have you liked doing the show so far?
Oh, no, it's been great. No, it's been good. I always enjoy doing stuff with Jeff. I mean, like you said, we've done shows a lot together, and, you know, I always enjoy talking sports. So,
the thing is,
yeah, it's good.
The thing that's different is that we generally would do shows next to each other. Like, we would be in the same room, so it's a little different. But, yeah, we're enjoying it.
Hey, boys, what tomorrow's baseball card I'm looking at, and then I want to talk a little bit about soccer, Jeff. I got a couple questions for you. But tomorrow, I'm looking at Stratton versus Pivetta, San Francisco at Philadelphia. I don't know what the numbers are right now, but I think Pivetta's probably going to be the favorite, but I'm looking at Stratton all the way. And then 120. And then the second game I'm looking at for tomorrow's baseball card is Washington with Gio at San Diego and Patesi again. We'll see. We'll see what happens there and what the numbers look
like.
Yeah,
I'm generally a big Gio guy, but I am a big I do like Luke Chazy as well. I'm on the Padres tonight. It's not went particularly well so far. Really I had a lot working for me in this game as far as the line move and the Nationals struggle against lefties, and we'll see what happens. I mean, there's still a lot of baseball to play, but I do like Gio, so I will say that I might look towards his way, but we'll see what happens with the line. I'm not a big overnight bettor. I usually try to do it the day of, but I'm a fan of Gio, so I might be looking towards that. And the Nationals are playing some good baseball right now.
They are. They're hitting well, and I always like looking ahead because I kind of figure if you're not ahead, then you're behind. And so I like being ahead. Soccer, Jeff. You want to talk some soccer?
Sure.
Okay. Tomorrow's card is important, but I like Thursday's card better, where Man U and West Ham. I am clearly – West Ham keeps jumping off the – yeah. I look at the – the screen and West Ham like slams me in the face. What do you think on that game?
What do you mean they slam in the face? You're not successful betting them or?
No, I think that West Ham is the play. I like
okay.
West Ham. I'm seeing Man United and I'm going West Ham is gonna beat Man United straight up and I'm just gonna take that big plus prize.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm crazy.
I mean,
maybe not.
I mean it's
I'm
not I don't think it Yeah, I don't think it's crazy. I mean, you got to remember, West Ham United is the worst defensive team in the Premier League. They're also not really – I mean, they're not going to go down. I mean, they're safe at this point. Though I do like them at home. I think they're – you know, I don't really lump them in with some of these other teams that they're a part of. They still have some decent players, and I've been really down on United all season. I'm not a big fan of them. I like the over. I think there's goals in this game. And if you like West Ham, you might as well just take the over because United will score a goal. I mean, they're not going to go scoreless.
Well, talk to me about the United's mental state. Like, they're always like the craziest freaking team alive. And I never would bet on them. I'm never going to ever bet on Man United. You know
well,
what I mean?
Like, they're way more talented than West Ham, but they are a Jekyll and Hyde team that is very hard to figure out. I mean, you look some weeks, I mean, they'll beat Manchester City and come back from two down, and then some weeks they'll lose to Brighton Hove Albion and, you know, West Bromwich Albion. They're a weird side. I mean, you look at this. I mean, this is a perfect example of them. They beat Man City 3-2. They came back from 2-0. Next game, They're at home against West Brom. They lose. Then they beat Bournemouth.
Right.
I mean, it's weird. I mean, they're just a weird team. I mean, they're hard to figure out. And Jose Mourinho is a tough coach to figure out. I would look more towards goals in this game. But, yeah, I don't hate the plus money price on West Ham United. I mean, they're a football team. Yeah, they're very steep in tradition. They have a good fan base. And the problem I do have, though, is they're not happy with ownership there. They've attacked ownership during games. There's been a lot of bad things about them right now. But, yeah, I'm not in love with that game. I think we'll see goals.
One of my questions about soccer that I was going to ask you is, like, with the movement of players and they're loyal to their team as long as they're being paid by that team, but as soon as they move, they're not loyal. And I think that kind of affects the mental state of the team. And I think Man U is in that situation where they're a mental retard kind of a team. They're not going to win. They're just going to let West Ham win. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really, just because no one's really moved. And we're at the end of the season. I mean, you could have a mental state of they're on the beach right now. They're not really concerned about the game. And I think that's
where you are with
Leicester City. You have them. They've totally given up, and that's straight from the boardroom. They hate the coach, and he's out there. So, fading Leicester is a good idea. But, no, I don't think Man United's in that predicament. Keep in mind they do have the FA Cup coming up, which is important. But, I don't think they're in that state right now.
Is that an important thing, like the mental state of these teams with the movement of players? Like, this guy's going to make $100 million and he's going to leave tomorrow. Like, are you going to play the same?
Man United isn't like that. They're the biggest. They're probably money wise one of the biggest clubs in the world. I mean, you're not going to want to leave United. I mean, you want to go to United. They don't have that mental state. The only mental state they have is, do we care about this game? Because it's the end of the season. We have nothing to play for. There's nothing that has to do with money that I would involve.
Okay, so that aspect of soccer is diminished, basically, than in other sports, basically, then is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Because soccer, from that perspective, it's fairly interesting, as like how teams are motivated at the end of the season.
Sure. No, I agree.
And Ryan, I look to you for answers on this. By the way.
Well, he doesn't bet soccer.
About soccer, good luck. That's the one sport that I defer everything to Jeff on.
Well,
you pick the one sport. I don't know jack crap about.
What's your number one bet tonight, Ryan? What should we be on? What's good, man?
Well, I mean, Christ, it is 11:30, so not too much. But I mean, if I'm on tomorrow. What's that?
Just say Juventus tomorrow. They're playing.
Yeah,
there you go.
Juventus. There you go, Juventus. Yep. Absolutely.
I like that play.
Absolutely.
I like that play.
There you go.
All right, boys. I got to go to sleep. I get up at 5 in the morning. We got Iran, and we got all this other crazy stuff that's going on in the world of finance, and I got to attack that at 5 a.m. So,
well, have fun.
Go get
thank
it.
You. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for your time, you guys, and keep it up. It's a great show. And, Jeff, I like the fact that you let your callers talk for a while and you don't cut them off. That's a really nice feature of your program.
Yeah, no problem, man. Take it easy. Have a good night.
All right, man. Good night.
Take it easy, buddy.
Ryan, how about that? Your proposition to do some soccer picks tonight. Do you even know can you name five teams in the Premier League?
In the Premier League, I'll be honest with you, I might be able to name five teams in the Premier League. Just because, I mean, Christ, it's on so much that, and you talk about it, I think I can name some. So, Manchester City and United, those are pretty easy. Arsenal. Liverpool. Yeah. And I need one more. Are these guys in the Premier League? Is Tottenham? Are they the Hotspurs?
They are.
the Spurs.
Okay.
Yes,
so there's five. But other than that,
let's play a quick game, Ryan. Let's do this. I'm gonna give you.
I don't know if I can name another. I don't know if I can name another one. But those are the four. Those are the five that I got.
Okay. Is are Salford City? Are they in the Premier League?
I'll say yes.
No, they're in the sixth tier, actually.
Oh, okay.
They're six leagues lower than.
Chelsea's in the Premier League too, right?
Chelsea, yes. Chelsea's in London, yes. They're in the Premier League. How about Burnley? Are they in the Premier League?
Well, I've heard that name before. I'll say yes.
They are. Good point. How about Leeds United?
No, I'll say no.
They're not. You actually did pretty well. I didn't think you could name five, but you did name the five biggest clubs. So,
right, like I said, I don't know if I could name the bottom. I wouldn't even get close to naming the bottom five teams. I wouldn't even get close.
Well, it's good work by you. And you always remember, it's ever-changing. Every year there's new teams because teams get relegated.
Right.
And
whatnot.
We got about 20 minutes to go. If you want to call in, give us a call. It's Ryan and I here on the show, 917-889-3290. Wonder what Blackjack Fletcher's up to. I know he's out hanging out in Vegas. By the way, the Padres are being no-hit right now. So, actually, perfect game for Jeremy Ellickson. So,
weren't they just no-hit?
The Padres, no, they were not just no-hit. No.
I thought they were. They were combined no-hit by the Dodgers, weren't they?
Yeah, in Mexico. Good call, actually. And what are you going to do? They're not playing well in this game. Rockies have beat the Angels 4-2. They cash again. They're playing well right now, Colorado. This block number guy, Ryan, is back. The guy that makes the noises. We're just going to let him. He can fuck himself. So tomorrow, Ryan, I mean, what do you think happens? Do you think the Sixers get the job done or what?
I'm going to say they win. I am. I'm going to say they win. I think the games have been relatively close for the most part. Look, I know the Sixers won by 10 yesterday, but for the most part, the game was relatively close, and every game, for that matter, kind of came down to the end. So I think you expect more of the same. I think they get some help from, the cast of characters down there, whether it be Saric again, whether it be McConnell with a lift off the bench. I think he needs to continue to see positive minutes. I think if Brett Brown limits him tomorrow after the game that he had yesterday, that's a huge mistake. So,
He will. He'd get absolutely lambasted if he did that. I can't admit.
I think they win by I'm going to say five or six.
Okay. I'm going to be on record. I think they lose. I think they lose a close game. And I think it's going to be something stupid that happens. We'll see. It's going to be fun. Obviously, you hope the Sixers can come back, but no team has ever done it.
Real quick, Jeff, you were looking at the scoreboard there periodically. Close game at the half in Golden State. Warriors only up 3 at the half. They were up 10. New Orleans went on a quick little 7-0 spurt in the span of 15 seconds that really narrowed the gap. So a close game there. Elimination
for
the Pelicans.
I said earlier that if I was going to play one of these games, I would have taken the Pelicans. I just think, they are good offensively. I didn't think they'd just fall asleep and go and run away and hide here. Utah didn't really do that. They covered the number. I think the Pelicans will cover. I am on the over here. I kind of went back to that again. A smaller play, did it last night. They're halfway there, so hopefully they can keep it going. But, Ryan, it's kind of interesting. This year the Warriors are 1-9 on Tuesdays against the spread. So we'll see if it goes to 1-10. Pretty interesting. A couple stories from around the world of sports, Ryan. A couple of sad stories, really. Roberto Osuna, the closer for the Blue Jays, has been arrested for domestic violence. According to the report, You know, he got into a tiff with a woman and was charged with assault. So, you know, again, one of the better, you know, kind of closers in baseball. Yet another domestic violence issue here. MLB's acted swiftly in this kind of thing. So they're going to have to do without. And again, this has been a continued problem in the major leagues. What else do we have going on?
You have Mark Ingram arrested for suspended today too. Today.
Good point. Good point. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Yeah, Mark Ingram, running back for the Saints, who had a big year last year. I mean, everyone remembers the kind of damage he did with Alvin Kamara back there in the backfield for New Orleans. He's suspended for the first four games of the 2018 season for what else? Performance-enhancing drugs. Maybe that's part of the reason he had the resurgent year that he had last year. Who knows? But he will be out on the first four games of 2018.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, in the NFL, it's obviously treated a bit differently. You know, in baseball, they suspend you for like 100 games and banish you. And in football, it's like, oh, well, you did steroids. All right, well, see you for a couple games.
Yeah, you know? Four games. Yeah.
I also wanted to chat with you, Ryan, about this because Donnie and I talked about this on one of our shows. This Big Mac guy that, you know, and
oh, yeah.
This guy, if you know, like, Super Size
Me,
you've seen that.
Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Well, not
how
like,
do you know him?
Sorry, I don't mean like I know him, but just like I know of him, just because I'll be honest, dude. Super Size Me is one of my favorite documentaries to watch. Like, I find it so fascinating, like so fascinating what he did throughout those 30 days that I really enjoy Super Size Me. So I know him from that because he's on that.
Yeah, he is on that, and his name's Don Gorski, and. You know, it's kind of sickening to read this article because you look at what he does and it's kind of disgusting. I mean, keep in mind why you should know Brian Gorski. Brian Gorski basically eats a ton of Big Macs. He's ate 30,000 Big Macs in his lifetime, according to him. now, Ryan, listen to this. So he buys six Big Macs on Monday. He takes them home, saran wraps them, and eats them cold or through a microwave Tuesday and Thursday.
Yep.
Then on Thursday, he goes back, buys eight more, and reheats them throughout the week, and he's back on Monday. Just kind of a disgusting, really.
The best story I ever heard was like, when he was starting this whole, like, Big Mac thing, you know, just falling in love with him. He says his favorite food is a burger. He thinks it's just the perfect food. And he fell in love with the Big Macs when they came out, so he just started eating them. You know, like you said, 6, 8, 10, you know, a week. And it's really caught on. So finally he had a guy say, hey, I'll bet you $10 you won't eat a Whopper. So he said, all right, I'll take your bet. He went across the street, got a Whopper, came back, got the $10 from the guy, went across the other street, and bought a couple of Big Macs with the $10 he got. Dude's sick, dude. Dude's so sick.
Yeah, he really is, and you look at kind of the numbers. I mean, if you eat 14 Big Macs a week, that's 728 Big Macs annually. That's a lot of fucking calories, bro. One
he's
Big
not
Mac
like
is
huge.
No, he's not. One Big Mac is 563 calories. Times that by the 720 Big Macs, that's 409,864 calories a year. Now keep that in mind. Times that by the 30,000 Big Macs in his lifetime. He's ate 16,890,000 calories in his lifetime.
Crazy.
So basically, and according to the math, 1,100 Big Macs per cow. So give or take, he's eaten over 27 cows.
You know where he proposed to his wife at? I bet you never guessed.
I would imagine probably at McDonald's.
You're right. McDonald's.
Amazing. He attributes three things to not exploding. According to him, hereditary genes. He's Eastern European, so that makes sense. He's hyperactive and fidgety, and he has great health, according to him.
Dude might have the most ridiculous haircut I've ever seen, though.
Yeah.
You've seen a picture of him?
Yeah, he's very interesting looking, for sure. He's got like a bowl haircut, basically. I have to ask, and I don't mean to be disgusting here, but, I mean, it's got to be very difficult for him to go to the bathroom. I mean, I'd imagine.
Not at all. Not at all. Big Macs, dude. No, I mean, McDonald's, that shit goes right through you. I mean, right
through
you.
The thing is, though, but Ron, I will make this clear. You do know one of the big reasons people get constipation is because of a lot of fried food. You know, it's very tough.
Yeah.
I think it could have adverse effects. It might do one, it might do the other, but a pretty disgusting story. I'm obviously overweight. Many people know that. I'm the big man on campus, but I have not eaten McDonald's in years. I mean, I think the last time I ate it was, Ryan, probably with you many years ago, and we would go to the bar at like, you know, 2 a.m. we'd go to McDonald's and get like a couple burgers.
Right.
But yeah, it's been,
right.
I mean, probably 6-7 years. Literally, when I even get, if I even smell McDonald's, I get a headache. Like I can't eat it. I don't eat any of that. I don't. The only fast food I'd say I'd eat on a regular basis, and it's maybe once every 6 months, is Chick-fil-A. I might
Chick-fil-A.
Get it once in a while. But you know, my big thing is like, you know, bread and like pastas and stuff like that. If I'm going to eat a burger, I want it to be a good, you know, a good burger, you know, a one
right.
that's actually real meat and stuff. But yeah, Don Gorski, an interesting character. And hey, listen, if he's got good health,
my big thing is the amount of money that McDonald's is worth and the amount of money that he's given to that company. And they gave him a damn pin for eating 30,000.
Yeah, no,
like,
I know.
They couldn't give him like a trophy or like make a statue of him or like a bust or something. They give him a fucking pin. And I don't know if you saw the pin. The pin's real like cheap looking. It looks like something like a second grader would make their mom for Mother's Day or something. Like, it was really like really bad looking.
I gotta say, I mean, if I'm like McDonald's, I mean, at least give this guy like free McDonald's for like 6 months. I mean, this is fucking lame.
Well, the rest of his
I mean,
life,
give him
for
like
that
a
matter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, is it really? I mean, this guy's giving you. I mean, they don't need promotion either. I mean, they're fucking McDonald's. But yeah, listen. Hey, listen. If its health is good, it's good. I mean, you know, if you have good health, you have good health. I mean, it hasn't bothered him. So
I saw something the other day, like figuring out like how much money he gave to McDonald's. Oh yeah, here it is. I found it. So he ate 30,000 Big Macs. On average, a Big Mac's $3.99. That dude theoretically ate $119,700 worth of product. That's how much money he gave to McDonald's.
Listen, yeah, but keep in mind, I mean, look at over the course of a year how much money you spent on food. I mean, look at people that smoke. I mean, cigarettes are what, like $8 a pack? Some people, you know, smoke 2 packs a day.
Yeah.
That's $16 a day times 365. That's $6,000 a year times, let's say you smoke for 30 years. I mean, that's 180 grand on cigarettes, you know? So yeah, people have a lot of vices. I mean, luckily I don't have many of those. One guy that enjoys vices and likes having fun is Blackjack Fletcher. He joins us now. Blackjack Fletcher, how are you?
I'm fantastic, brother. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. What's up with you?
I am sitting here in the sports book at the South Point Hotel and Casino, one of Las Vegas's only two 24-hour sports books.
Nice.
And I'm riding this second half over on the Warriors and Pelicans.
Good. I'm on the full game over. So, obviously, let's keep the points coming in here, Blackjack, and everyone will be happy. Because if it gets to the second half over, I'll hit 226.5 over. So,
there you go.
That's
the name of the game.
Going.
And I'll tell you,
by the way,
I'm sitting here.
Yes, yes.
And I'm looking at this board for tomorrow, and I've got some EPL soccer, and I'm calling because I need to know which way to go.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, so I have to get the lowdown because I'm always curious. They only allow over-unders and money lines, right?
I'll tell you what I'm looking at. I've got Arsenal. I can bet Arsenal and Leicester. Arsenal is laying a half a goal, looks like.
Yeah,
Chelsea
and
Huddersfield.
Huddersfield, yeah.
Chelsea is -2. Brighton and Man City. Man City is -2.5. And Newcastle, Tottenham, -2.
Yeah, there's – listen, I'm telling you right now, I'm on Arsenal, and I'm going to tell you right now, this is straight from a guy that I know that played in the Premier League. He's got a lot of connections at Leicester, who they're playing. Leicester is completely given up. They're done with the season. They're on the beach already. They hate their manager. Arsenal
so
is
Leicester
a side
quit.
That has – Leicester has completely quit. Arsenal is a team that's really struggled on the road this year, but I think this is a real good spot for them to go on the road. Keep in mind, they're Arsenal – their manager, Arsene Wenger, this is his second-to-last game. So they're going to want to, I think, take him out on a high. Leicester's a bad side. I'm definitely on Arsenal. That's definitely going to be a play for me.
All right. So I am going to put a ticket in on Arsenal and hold you personally responsible for it.
That sounds fine. And I got to ask, I mean, I've always been curious about the books. So the book's open 24 hours. So let's say 3, 4 a.m. I mean, what's on TV there? Oh, they just play like SportsCenter or?
Yeah, it's a lot of ESPN. Like once the game, like before the games start, like even now, you know, there's not a ton of games on right now. There's, you know, some ESPN, some ESPN news. There also, to be fair, is some CNN and Fox News on in the corner. So a little bit of everything. And some,
interesting.
It looks like a vintage car show on another television.
I mean, I guess they're open anyway. The casino's open anyway, so why not just have it open, you know?
I will say, if you haven't been to the South Point, the sports book here is very, very nice. It's a great setup. It's big, roomy, a lot of big TVs here, not just like some of the casinos in Vegas. You'll get, you know, a couple of rows of small TVs. Very big, very spacious. Very nice here.
Well, get yourself on Arsenal. Have fun. You'll win. Arsenal will beat Leicester City. By the way, we talked with Frank Fleming. He is obviously not happy. There was a lot of complaining.
Yeah, I mean, I just want Frank to know that there's people out there that love him and care about him and are the Mets, but life is still worth living.
He also made me feel kind of bad. I mean, he was telling me that, by the way, and I don't know if we've ever done this, Blackjack, but I'm going to try to do it. We have Ryan on the line. We have you. Line. We have me on the line. Rob Jobs on the line. And Rob Jobs had a bone to pick with you last night, but you weren't on the air. So I'm going to try to bring Rob Jobs on. Let me see if I can do this.
Yeah, let's have it.
Hey, Rob Jobs.
I'm here.
All right. You're with me, Ryan, and Blackjack. What's your issue with Blackjack? You mentioned last night you had a problem with him.
Well, besides him not inviting me to Vegas.
Rob
Jobs, we'll start
I
there.
Have no way to contact you, my man. You're not on
you
Twitter. You're not on social media.
Exactly. What are we supposed to do?
My line's open 24 hours for you, buddy. Blackjack,
Rob
Jobs, a while
I
back,
publicized all of my travel plans.
Hey, I don't got time to watch it. I'm always on the road. I'm at home for a couple days right now. But
so why would
I
he
saw
invite you?
You posted
you're
something.
You're out working anyway.
Hey, I'll quit. Someone invites me, I'll go.
Hey,
you just got to give me a reason.
Get on a plane and get your ass down to Vegas. I'm here all week. Get down here. We'll have a party.
There you go.
Sweet. I'll go straight to South Point. I'll find you sleeping in a bench over there. Probably the same bench I slept in.
You probably will. I'll be passed out.
Hey, they are South Point. Hey, the sports book does close for 1 hour a day there. Just a little FYI. Hey,
all right,
so
well,
Blackjack.
I can sleep for that hour.
Yeah, that's right. That's why they do it. So a while back, you had posted a play. Now, I don't tell nobody how to spend their money, but I just couldn't wrap my head around you liking it. It was Portland Game 4, and you said, I like Portland here. And I shook. This was, you know, before the play, I said, I can't believe Blackjack would like a team that's down 0-3 on the road. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but
they're already checked out.
Rob Job,
right,
I don't think the logic was that tough. I mean, listen, I said I thought the Pelicans would win that series before it started. But I thought when you have Damian Lillard, who in my view is one of the most underrated players in the NBA, CJ McCollum, Nurkic, that team was too good to be swept. Plain and simple, and they were catching, I think it was like 8 points. So I thought Portland would have enough gumption to at least keep that game close.
And
whether
Rob
they
Jeff,
won it
Rob
or Jeff. Not.
Remember,
yes,
Blackjack
sir.
And Rob Jeff, keep in mind, I mean, and I said this today with these two games here. Generally, I want to take points in an elimination game. I get that they've checked out
absolutely.
And it didn't work last night against Toronto. But Rob Chubb, I mean, keep in mind they only won by 8 playing 7. I mean, it wasn't awful. It wasn't bad bet or anything. I'm generally
taking points. I'm saying if the team is, I mean, 0-3 on the road. You know, you got Philly 0-3 at home.
Yeah, but
the Spurs
Rob,
were
like
0-3
said,
at home.
They were catching like 8 points. I mean, that's a fair amount for a team that's got players of that quality. They should have had more fight in them.
Extend something, right. Show a little kind of class, you know.
And if I recall, that game was a relatively close game. I mean, I could be wrong because I think I was in Vegas for that too.
Yes, I think they missed the cover by a point or even half a point.
Yeah, I think it was
Blazers
a point
did,
or
but...
half a point.
I just thought maybe, you know, you to
point,
like,
so,
like I said, I wouldn't tell you how to spend your money, but you think, like you would say, it would be like take the home team or just lay off the game because that team is checked out once they lost the game 3. But hey,
how about that, Blackjack?
None of that matters anyway, Blackjack.
About a month later, Blackjack, he's still searching you out to talk about that. Wow, how about that?
Well, I haven't talked to him since. I had to know. Like if anybody
that's
else,
a good point.
Had said it,
he's
I
never
be,
on the show, so we don't know. You know.
Dude, I'm always gone. I was just in Maine 3 days ago.
I know.
Fresh Kyle, Maine.
Well,
staring
sounds,
at
sounds,
moose traveling through the road.
Sounds fun.
It was unreal. Hey, your boy, it's Ryan, right?
Ryan, yes.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fantasy, if I'm correct.
Yeah, he's pretty good with fantasy.
What does he think about? Is a team going to pick up Dez, and how much of a bum will he be?
Well, you're asking possibly the biggest.
Yeah, he hates
Dez,
Dez Bryant. He literally hates Dez Bryant. Hates
there's
him.
Not
well,
much to love
Jeff,
about him.
Jeff, you have to be real, though. I mean, I've called this for some time now, saying that Dez isn't as
no,
good
you have.
As you know, he thinks he is. I think it's great that Dallas got rid of him. I would, as an Eagles fan, I kind of wish they kept him. But, you know, and it just shows you how stupid Dez is. He could have signed a multi-year deal with the Ravens, got money, got paid, but he turns it down. He says he wants a one-year deal. He wants to bet on himself like an idiot. Look, the fact of the matter is Dez isn't even a – replica of himself anymore. He can't do the things that he used to be able to do. Someone will probably – I think he'll get picked up when. I don't know. But for fantasy purposes, I'm staying far away from Dez Bryant next year. Far away from him. I mean, you want to take a flyer on him in the last couple rounds, sure. But I he's not going to be on my draft board, I'll tell you that.
And is Jimmy G going to be just everybody's most popular play?
Yes. Well, I mean, a guy that hasn't lost a game, sure. I mean, he's obviously going to be a popular pick. As far as fantasy goes, though, you know, it's interesting because, you know, he had a few starts with New England when Brady was hurt. With three or four games, and then he comes in with San Francisco, and the teams that he played. If you go back and look at the teams that he played at the end of the year, weren't anything special outside of Jacksonville, where he put up like 39 points on Jacksonville. But the other teams he played, the defenses were nothing special. So I'm interested to see how it's going to work out for a whole 16 games. With Jimmy G, the offense is still a little suspect.
I could see Dez going there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, Ryan,
I
couldn't agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more about it. It drives me insane how people have this team like penciled in as a playoff team. Like, you elucidated the point perfectly. Like, they beat nobody in the second half when he came in. The win against Jacksonville is the best win. And if you look at the Jaguars last year, when they were either two scores up or two scores down, the Jaguars were a much different team than they were in close games. So they jumped on Jacksonville, beat the hell out of them, and the Jaguars were not a team that could come from behind. They just were not built that way. And look, I'm not going to take anything away from the kid. He played really well. I think he's got a really nice future. But I'm sitting here in a sports book in Las Vegas looking at an over-under of 9 wins for this team. And it's crazy how everyone is hitting the over. I think the rest of that roster, particularly on offense, is lacking in talent.
It is. It is. And Blachick, if you look at their schedule for this year, I mean, they have some extremely difficult road games at Minnesota, at the Chiefs, at the Chargers, at the Packers, at the Rams, and at the Seahawks. Like, are you kidding me? They ain't winning. They're not winning 10 games. There's no way.
I'm with
you. Go put your money on the under right now.
I like it.
Do it, Blackjack. Do it.
Do it.
I might. I'm going to hit a few of these because I'm sitting here looking at this board and some of them just don't make a lot of sense.
Hey, Blackjack, bonus question. What have you been drinking? What are you drinking on?
Right now, some vodka and Sprite Zero.
Nice.
Sprite vodka, maybe just a lime squeeze, and that's the Rob Job drink right there.
Yeah,
like
man, I'm gonna definitely get back to it. I can't say I haven't been drinking much today because I did an interview with a bar owner that I swear to you, when I say this man was Bill Walton, just as a bar owner instead of a basketball announcer, I can't wait until the stuff gets released because he is one of the most eclectic, interesting individuals I've ever met, and he just plied us with free alcohol. So, a wildly interesting guy. But other than that, had to cut back because I am out here working. But now that's over. It's time to go nuts.
Good stuff. Guys, listen, I hate to cut this little shindig short, but as you know, Blackjack, the timer's hitting me here. I got about 2.5 minutes. This was fun. We should do this more often. A little foursome here on the phone. I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, hello. Anytime.
Very fun.
All right. Stay safe over
there,
Blackjack.
Good stuff, Rob Job. See ya.
Hey, thank you, guys.
See ya.
Later.
Blackjack, obviously the night has come. We ride off into the sunset. You ride off into a desert sunset out in Las Vegas. Viva
the greatest city in the world.
Enjoy yourself. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, but there's a lot of shit I wouldn't do. So do your thing. Have fun. And say hello to Preston. I know he's with you. I'm sure he's lurking around there somewhere.
Preston, Jeff says hi. He says what's up.
Let's get this over.
And
we'll talk
Jeff
to you
Potter
later.
Also says what's up.
Oh, hey, good. Good to hear. I'm happy to hear Jeff's out there. By the way, before we let you go, Blackjack, make sure you get on Arsenal.
Oh, I'm on him,
tomorrow.
Baby. I'm on him.
They'll beat Lester. All right, see you, Blackjack.
See you, Blackjack.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep. Ryan, the time has come. It's been fun, man. Hey, I might even come back at you tomorrow. Maybe we'll do another show if Blackjack's doing his work stuff. It's been fun, man. Enjoyed all the calls tonight. Thanks to all the listeners for joining us. We'll have to do this again real soon, Ryan.
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime you need a hand, you know I'm always here to help you out. It was fun. Appreciate it, buddy.
Very good. Ryan, we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been Viva La Vegas, presented by the Action Network. Thanks, as always, to Southtown 101 San Antonio, Texas, for sponsoring the hotline tonight. We will see you tomorrow here on Viva La Vegas. Everyone have a great night. Bye-bye.
How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel. Viva!